Classic Hits, 95.1 KMSD. Well, we have in studio, he is the Teacher of the Year in Milbank, South Dakota, Jackson Graff in studio. First and foremost, thanks for coming in.
Not a problem. Huh?
Secondly, and I'm sure I'm not the first to say this, but congratulations.
Thank you.
So you got to tell the story, because I always want to know how it was presented to you that you were the Teacher of the Year. Take us through that. How you first learned.
So a day or two before, we got an email, the middle school staff from Mr. Schooler saying we needed a quick meeting at 8:15 in the morning in the theater. Didn't think anything of it. The day before, there was a spring sports meeting in the theater, and I thought maybe it was just going to be something on that end of it from Mr. Schooler instead of the coaches. And then I show up, and I actually got going teaching, and I didn't show up right at 8:15. They came and got me at 8:20, and I'm walking to the theater, and everyone's in there, and I see Mr. Downs, and I see the Valley Express there, and I still don't put anything together. And I think, okay, this has got to be Teacher of the Year stuff, and I remember my wife getting it 2 years ago. And I was waiting in the back of the theater. I didn't see her, so I thought my mind's kind of turned. I'm like, okay, who's going to get this honor? And we have a few teachers that are veterans, and I know a couple had it before. There's one or two that didn't. And I thought, all right, it's probably their time. And Mr. Downs, I didn't even click on me. He's holding an ice fishing rod with some tackle zip tied to it. If I would have noticed that, I think I would have known who it was for. But lo and behold, they announce it, and my name was called, and it's been pretty exciting. So,
every fisherman deserves awards, I believe.
Those are just definitely longer lasting for us than flowers.
Yeah, absolutely. Amen to that, right? Amen to that. You did mention that your wife did win it a couple years ago. I remember that you, I didn't know how many years ago, but a couple years ago, right?
2 years ago. We're on our third math teacher in a row out of the district, which is exciting for our department.
I was going to say, you're teaching crazy math at Milbank. That's great. So what is it about the math that makes it Teacher of the Year worthy?
You know, I think just looking at the people, it's more the people. Going back to my wife 2 years ago, Mrs. Schulke last year, we all really care about our students, put the students first, and I think that's really a big part of it.
And, of course, you teach seventh grade math, correct?
Correct.
Correct. And you're also involved with athletics as well.
Yep, I coach middle school football and middle school basketball. This spring I'll do a little bit of volunteering with track, hopefully helping out with the throwers a little bit.
So take us through your early life. What made you decide to be a teacher in the first place?
I come from a family of educators, so my dad has always been a teacher administrator. As I was growing up, he kind of moved up the ranks. And early in his career, he did a lot of coaching as well. So as a part of that, someone who's in the school in the evenings, on the weekends, dragging kids to practices and things like that, we're just around it. We're around great students that they work with. We're around other adults, and it's just been a big influence growing up. And same thing for my mom. When we lived in North Dakota, when I was in elementary, she was a para. I remember going into her classroom after school. And then when we moved to this area of the country in Wilmot, when I was in middle school, she started teaching preschool at St. Lawrence. So it's just, I've been around it. I felt like in high school I was pretty solid at everything, but I didn't really have a thing I wanted to do. And I'm like, I'm going to go into teaching, and kind of stuck. So.
Where'd you go to college?
Northern State.
Okay.
In Aberdeen.
Okay. How long have you been in Milbank?
This is year 10. So I started my career with 3 years at Grant Dual, and then moved back to Aberdeen, spent 3 years at Simmons Middle School there, and then came here. So
10 years later, you're Teacher of the Year. Now, do you get to go up against the rest of the state for a battle to the death?
So,
for state teacher, well, maybe not to the death.
Right. I'm sure it's competitive.
Yeah.
So we could maybe say that.
Yeah.
But we put in an application, and that is to go on and hopefully become the region teacher of the year. There's five regions for that, and then those five winners go on to the state level to see who would be the state teacher of the year.
Have we had a winner for that?
I'm not sure about the state level. My wife, Mrs. Graff, did win the region teacher of the year 2 years ago. So I got to go be a part of it with her as her fan with my children and family members. That was kind of cool being a part of a banquet where they announced that and things like that. She spent some time in Pierre with the other region winners, and that was some interviews and that sort of thing to try and determine the state winner. So, and I think we've maybe had another teacher to win the region award, but I'm not sure about the state one.
Well, one piece of good news is that she can't hold it over you anymore. That she was teacher of the year. Not, now you're the teacher of the year. So now she can't go, yeah, but I was teacher of the year. And now you can go, yeah, so am I. Yeah, right.
Yep. Finally, we're even in the house again.
Right, I was going to say, yeah, there's balance in the force. Absolutely. Absolutely. So teaching seventh grade math, do you like to stay in that realm, or would you someday go to something else, or what are your aspirations? Take Mr. Down's job eventually, or?
At this time, I think sticking with the teaching for now, I haven't really considered anything administrative wise. I wouldn't completely rule that out, but I would say at this time, it's not something I'm really looking into or considering. So
what do you love about being a teacher? What draws you to it? Obviously the students, but is it just new faces every year?
You get to know just a whole bunch of people every year. Every student's a little bit different. I think middle school is fun. I may be unique in my perspective with it, but they're entertaining. They're going through so many stages, and you get such a wide variety of kids and how they act in class. It's every day is a surprise. You think it's the same at school or whatever, but nothing's ever the same in the job, and I kind of like that about it.
Yeah, usually you get teachers that say, I either want to go elementary or I want to go, you know, high school, you know, junior, seniors to where they're older. You don't get many teachers who want to go, yeah, put me into the seventh and eighth grade. Because they are going through a lot of changes.
Very much so. I actually went to college for elementary education. That's what my degree is in.
Okay.
Going through that, I just was never sure. I went through my field experience in student teaching, and I got done, and I'm just like, if I do this, it has to be upper elementary. I graduated in December. So I spent the spring subbing around Aberdeen, and the first job I lined up was a long-term sub for a math teacher at Aberdeen around Collie. And that was like really, you know, 4.5 years into college, you think you'd have the moment sooner, but that was my aha moment. Like, this is what I need to be doing. So it took me a little longer probably to really know where I fit in the best. And then it's just kind of been in there ever since. My first job was sixth grade everything at Grant Newell, and then it's been middle school math since. I've taught some reading and English classes in Milbank, no more than one or two class periods a year for that off and on. I was a writing tutor in college, so I have some background in that as well. But math is definitely where I'm most comfortable, and I have probably the most passion for that.
So what kind of math are you doing in seventh grade nowadays? I mean, it's been a long time since I've been in seventh grade. Woo, we're going back 40-plus years there, Jackson, so I don't even remember that far. I don't even remember what I did yesterday, much less 40 years ago. What kind of – you doing beginning algebra stuff?
Yeah, or? We get to some multi-step equations where you got to simplify and – solving that sort of thing. Toward the end of the year, I'll introduce some Algebra 1 things.
Okay.
But we have a lot of geometry, surface area, volume, that sort of stuff. I get to do probability, which I love teaching. It's fun to add in activities with that.
Now, what's that?
So just chances of something happening, like flipping a coin.
Oh, okay.
So we'll do actually tomorrow an activity where we compare what it theoretically should be compared to actually doing trials and experimenting it. So learning the difference of that. So just, it's been nice. I did mostly sixth grade, really my whole career until the last 3 years, and jumping up to seventh grade has been a nice change. So.
So what are we talking, 13-year-olds primarily?
Primarily, yes. Yeah. Yep. A lot of 12 to 13.
12 to 13-year-olds.
A lot of them have their 13th birthday in seventh grade.
Gotcha. Just hitting that teenage stage. So,
yes. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So what do you think are the attributes that you have that make it to where you're such a good teacher for that age group?
I would say overall, I'm a very patient person.
Mm-hmm.
And in middle school, I think you need a lot of that for sure. So I would say that's probably a big one, and just being able to relate to students, get to know them, have fun. So I just, some days I feel almost like, I don't even know how to say this. It'll sound interesting or weird, but
that's okay.
I almost feel like I'm one of them some days.
Okay.
Sometimes I'm not afraid or too embarrassed to be a little goofy with them at times. And then obviously you got to rein it in and keep them under control too. But
right.
It's all part of developing the relationships, I guess.
Here's a question. Maybe you've never heard this before. I don't know. Maybe you have, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Do you ever get bored teaching the same subject over and over again? Because it's seventh grade math. I mean, you
right. Not really. When I was in Aberdeen, a little more, I had taught, it was five sections of the exact same thing every day. In Milbank, not so much. I do have my math. It's differentiated a little bit. We have pre-algebra and seventh grade math. And I would say 75% of the year, the two classes are doing the exact same thing. But for a little bit of the year, then I have some stuff where maybe in pre-algebra we do a couple extra chapters or an extra lesson or two in a chapter to go more in depth. But then in Milbank, every year I've had that change of pace where I've taught reading or English. This year I teach a quarterly elective class. With the help of Ms. Schubert, we decided to call it Language Labs.
Okay.
And that's grammar and some writing skills too. So I get to have a variety of things throughout the day.
How do you keep it fresh to where it's not like, like the old Dunkin' Donuts commercial for people? It's time to make the donuts. I mean, it's like the same thing over and over again.
You know, that's a good question. I think sprinkling in some activities or demonstrations with certain things when you can in math, but I'm a very much a direct instruction teacher, lecture, practice problems, do the homework. I think the keeping it fresh part for me comes from developing relationships with kids, knowing what they're involved in, asking them how their activities are going, being able to joke around with them. I think that helps with that. If that relationship aspect wasn't there, I think they would probably have that feeling more so than I would even. So I think that just helps with it, especially when I teach similar most days.
Right. Now, from the student's point of view, I mean, math, some students really like math. Majority of students would rather be somewhere else, not taking math. Sorry to break
it. I get it.
Sorry to break it to you. But so how do you make it interesting for them, knowing that, you know, not many students, unless you're going to be an engineer, or, you know, obviously certain fields that you're going to go into. But when most students are done with high school, they're not going to look back and say math was their favorite subject. So how do you keep it interesting for them?
I think just trying to relate it to where it fits into their life, and making connections with different things, whether it's math concept to math concept or math concept to life. I think that's a big deal. In middle school math, it probably is some of the most applicable stuff to real life math that the majority of people not in a math related field would use. So I do have that going for me. Otherwise, there's certain things like with geometry or that type of stuff. I have some experience in construction for summer jobs throughout my life. So I can relate it to some of that type of work at times too, but just really trying to make those connections.
Well, we certainly appreciate you stopping by. Congratulations again on Teacher of the Year Award for Milbank, South Dakota. And was there a nice cash bonus involved?
Just the fish in her eyes.
God, just the fish in her eyes. Okay, I'm always angling to get my teacher some more cash. You know, we're very pro-teacher here at the radio station. No, in all seriousness, thanks for stopping by, and congratulations to you.
Thank you.